Bill Vanasek is Director of Aviation for the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority and also chairs the Airports Council International North America. He was among more than a half dozen airport and airline representatives who sat with President Trump in Washington. Among the many topics on the table was efforts to modernize the air traffic control system. Vanasek tells WBFO Trump believes the pace at which it's redeveloping is too slow.
The airlines are very, very intent on finishing a modernization because it costs them money when they have delays and rerouting, et cetera, which of course also works its way down to airports in that those passengers who are delayed, a lot of them are in our airports waiting to board planes. So that was one major area of focus.
Airport representatives are asking the Trump administration to eliminate a cap on what is known as the Passenger Facility Charge, or PFC. It's an existing $4.50 surcharge on airline ticket purchases that raises revenue for airport capital improvements. Airports want to set their own PFC charges. The Buffalo Niagara International Airport is preparing to commence the next phase of a renovation project paid for in part by PFC revenues. WBFO asked Vanasek if the current capped rate is, in the NFTA's opinion, adequate.
I would say no, because the last time the PFC was increased was in the year 2000. So it has lost approximately 50% of its buying power. So that $4.50 that you're seeing on your ticket today was the same one charged in 2000. Its buying power today is approximately $2.20.
Vanasek says President Trump is enthusiastic about aviation, perhaps no surprise given the amount of time he spent in the air traveling to numerous international business ventures over the years. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.